Whew. Usually it's Cop Wednesday, and I got that out of the way. Yes, got that out of my system. I feel better about it already. You know, when I was going up to Taipei, we're talking 4.5 hour bus ride one way, to talk to the Labor Department of the Ministry of Labor about residents. You know, I was having trouble with them in the mail. I had friends here in Taiwan, one of them a government worker, a very, very interesting, well, labor inspector is a friend of mine. And I had another friend. I had people, many people telling me, don't go up to the Labor Department. They won't talk to you. Go in the mail. Don't go up there. They won't talk to you. Talk to them through the mail. Well, we were not understanding stuff in the mail. And I said, no, I'm going up there. So I got my bus ticket. I went up there. And I wasn't angry at my friends. I mean, I told my friends. I mean, the labor inspector called. They said, the concern here, labor inspector said, just be aware that you could get up there and then you didn't take the right papers with you. That's the worry. You get up there, you need the right papers, you don't have them. That's the risk. So just be aware. I'm like, okay. They're like, okay. And I said, even if going up there doesn't work, I came to Taiwan to learn about other countries. America hurts a lot of countries in the world because we're not God. America is not Jesus Christ. We're not the devil either. We're somewhere in between. And I hope that whichever we're closest to, Jesus or the devil, I hope that we're closer to Jesus than others, because I hope that we're doing a good job and we're at least above average. And I also hope that we're always getting closer to being more like Jesus. I certainly hope so. And I don't want us to be destroyed so that that stops happening. I want to live and keep improving and being more like Jesus. I talked about that yesterday. Well, one of the big problems that America faces in being nice to other countries, or nicer, is that we don't understand other countries. You know, Trump has done a lot to change immigration. And a lot of it may be good. We got to have rules. Screens on the doors are good so that mosquitoes don't come in, but that people and friends can come in. You can let in your dog and your cat. Maybe you can even let some deer in your house if you know how to do that. Why not the goat as well? If it's clean, you got a door so you can open it. You can shut it to keep the bad guys out. We need doors. We need doors because they open and close. We don't want to live in a gazebo. And Trump's doing that. But Trump cannot fix our immigration problem because he has never been an immigrant. Now, Melania Trump is an immigrant, but she arrived with a golden parachute. She did not face the challenges that most working immigrants face. And hers was marriage. I mean, she married an American, so that's just that's kind of simple and easy. And then you got to have a rich sponsor to sponsor you. Well, Trump's among the top, so she had a golden parachute. But Trump doesn't really understand immigration, so he can't thoroughly fix it. He's improving it. He's doing some stuff, laying down the law. I mean, even if Trump does stuff that's not wonderful, the best solution to bad law is rigorous enforcement. So, I mean, there'll be improvements with Trump, but he cannot fix a system that he doesn't understand from the inside. He has not lived as an immigrant. I don't mean just an immigration officer, although that'd also be useful. But living as an immigrant is something that's absolute front line. That's end consumer. That's the real client actually doing stuff, living out there, making it actually happen, or trying unsuccessfully to make it happen because of the system. I have lived as an immigrant because I want to understand other countries, because America needs that. And so I told my friend, the labor inspector, I'm going up to talk to the Labor Department because I want to understand other countries. And so whether or not it goes well, I succeeded in my primary mission, which is to understand. I'm in Taiwan, so it's Taiwan that I'm understanding. All right, well, I went up there. They had a reception desk. You can take a number and talk to someone. Lo and behold, my other Taiwanese friends didn't know that you could do that. Labor inspector probably knew about it. She was concerned about me not taking the right documents. You know, when you're the foreigner and you speak a different native language than everybody else, they think that you're stupid because they don't understand your smarts. This happens. You have trouble functioning in their society because a lot of things are broken. Your expectations are different. Some things you just don't know the words for, but they confuse that with lack of education. It's not lack of education. It's lack of translation. And so they think that you're stupid. But I went up there. I had all the papers with me. Took a lot of work to get those papers, too. And I knew how to do it all. I'd done it all. It'd taken years, but I'd gotten it all. So I went up there. I talked to him. I said, point number one, I don't like that. Point number two, I think you're wrong. Point number three, I think you're crazy. Point number four, just show me how. Like, I sat there and talked with him. And I smiled and knew I was nice and happy about it. And they smiled and listened, were nice. And they said, no, Jesse, we're not wrong. We're right. I said, okay. And I said, point number four, we'll tell you why. And point number two, you don't like that, but you should. And so we talked about it and we got it all worked out and everything was all set. Everything was all finished, all set, all good to go, all finished, done. Yay. Look at that. And people said you couldn't do it. People said I couldn't go up and talk to him, and I talked to him. It's, you know, when sometimes you need a face-to-face. And I don't know, maybe a lot of people would have had a lot of trouble, but see, I do my homework. When I came to Taiwan, I did my research on what I need. I got certificates from my hospital for MMR. Now, it wasn't certified by the state, but it was from a hospital, health clinic, went to the hospitals here. I've got my MMR stuff on record in Taiwan's health records. So how did I do that? Why did I know to do that? Because I did my homework. I got my Twinrix vaccinations hepatitis. I got that. How did I know to do that? Because I did it in America before I came here. They tried to sell that to me in Taiwan. I said, no, I already got it. So yay, that was good. That was great. So I do my homework. And when I go talk to people, I understand them and I listen to them and I hear what they have to say. And so as a result, I'm able to talk to people that normally wouldn't be able to talk to, get attention from people that normally wouldn't want to pay attention, say things that people will listen to and ideas will go up the flagpole. And I see it actually makes a difference. So the things I suggest will be in the headlines a few days later. And a lot of people don't know it was me. And maybe I'm just being narcissistic. Maybe I'm walking through automatic doors and feeling like a Jedi. But it just seems to happen a little bit too much to be an accident. So, I don't know. I believe that we can make a difference. I believe that if you really understand people and you care about people, you love people, you want what's best, and you're not mad about people needing to learn something, you're not mad at other people because you need to learn something. If you go through life trying to understand people, being patient, explaining to others what they need to have explained, listening to others explain stuff to you that you need to understand, interrupting them when they shouldn't explain it to you, and being really nice and happy about it and telling them why. When you do that, and you got to be right. You got to know when you need to learn and when you don't. You got to be right about that. Otherwise, it's just going to get terrible. You got to do your homework and research to know that. And you got to do a lot of listening. And if we do that and we believe that we can make a difference and we keep pushing forward and we just knock on the door and talk to people, it all works. You know, I just, when my buddy said, you can't, you go up there, no one will talk to you. My immediate thought was that never happens. I knock on the door and nobody talks to me. That doesn't ever happen. If they're not allowed to talk to me, they'll end up talking to me anyway. And I'm just thinking, maybe it's not that I'm some wonderful diplomat. Maybe it's that I have a history in sales experience. That's a funny thing. Did you know that D.L. Moody and Enoch Olson, was founder of Spring Hill Camps, and D.L. Moody was the founder of the Moody Bible Institute. They both had a history in sales. That's where their background was. Isn't that something? Happy New Year. See you tomorrow.